Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, where we focus on spiritual warfare and putting faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. The title of our topic today is Can Staking Change Bad Business Environments? Let me start with a couple of verses from the NLT. Psalm 25:17. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. And 3 John, verse 11. Dear friend, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God. We've got two stories today, true life stories from women in the workplace. First story, I was working for a nonprofit that educated and cared for people with disabilities. I shared an office with a Muslim African American man who was a black supremacist. He had no respect for women or whites. Sharing an office with him was volatile. He was disrespectful and toxic in words and actions, and he took every opportunity to minimize and degrade me. He arrived at work at least an hour before me every day, and when I came into the office, he would be playing loud recordings of black supremacist hate speeches. I tried to discuss these issues with management, but he had seniority, and I was told my concerns and feelings were unfounded. I did not feel safe when this man was around. I decided to work late one day and staked the entire office building. Then I took spiritual warfare cards and taped them underneath his desk and placed them in hidden places all around the room. About a week later, I had to work with him on some paperwork. He made a demand of me that did not fall in my job description, and I took it to management. When the manager came back to our office to sort through the issue with us, this man exploded, cussed out the manager, and called us both terrible names. He was fired on the spot. The atmosphere changed for the better from the moment he left. Story number two. A local furniture company was struggling with warehouse issues. The staff and management could not agree or communicate well about orders, production, or deliveries. Every time the saleswoman tried to talk to the production manager about the issues, she was met with anger and toxicity. There was also a significant amount of conflict at the production site, and many were very disgruntled. I got some friends together after hours one day and staked the warehouse, praying for peace and unity in the building. The next day, the atmosphere was different, and within a week, the production team and the production manager were working together in unity and producing quality furniture again. The manager and the salesperson were talking openly and solving problems together. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to stake your workplace and focus your prayers on the specific issues and binding the demons involved in the unrest and division. You might pray like this: Lord, I pray for unity and peace in my workplace. Let people feel your love and closeness when they work with me or enter my office area. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.